نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم. اللهم صل على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وبارك وسلم. Dear brothers, inshallah, daily after Zuhur in this masjid, we will be discussing the merits and the virtues of Ramadan. How to spend this blessed month. Allah Almighty has once again blessed with this beautiful and blessed month of Ramadan, the month of forgiveness, the month in which Quran is being recited excessively, abundantly throughout and across the globe. In the last 10 days of this month, hundreds and thousands of Muslims spent their days and night in the form of i'tikaf in the mosque. Today, inshallah, we will be discussing what is the spirit of fasting, how should we be fasting, what is the real philosophy of fasting. This is the blessed month which Allah Almighty has blessed us, Shahru Ramadan alladhi unzila fihi al-Quran. The month of Ramadan is the month in which the Quran was sent down. This month was chosen for the book. The Allah Almighty has revealed His last book in this month. And Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said, Man saama Ramadana imanan wa ihtisaban, ghufira lahu ma taqaddama min zambihi. Whosoever fasts in Ramadan with faith and fights his desire, has all his previous sins forgiven. When you are fasting, and you are fasting effectively and in the way it should be done, Allah will forgive all your sins. Alhamdulillah. The month of Ramadan is a blessing which has been granted for the evolution of spirituality. Fasting in this month, Muslim can acquire a higher level of spirituality and they can get closer to Almighty Allah. This is the means of getting the mercy of Almighty Allah and entering into paradise. Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has clearly stated, you should be avoiding evil things while you are fasting. He has said, مَنْ لَمْ يَدَى قَوْلَ الزُّورِ وَالْأَمَلَ بِهِ فَلَيْسَ لِلَّهِ حَاجَةٌ فِي أَنْ يَدَى طَعَامَهُ وَشَرَابَهُ. Whosoever does not abandon false speech and acting upon it, Allah is not in need of his abandoning of food and drinking. If somebody has left eating and somebody has left drinking, Allah is not in need of him. If you are not leaving and abandoning false speech and acting upon it. So when the person is fasting, he should be abandoning and leaving all the evil things and sins. Otherwise, there is no purpose and no spirit of fasting. The real purpose of fasting is mentioned in the Quran, لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ. The fasting has become obligatory on you. The real purpose of fasting is so that you may become pious. You may become the righteous servants of Almighty Allah. There should be fear in your heart. This is the purpose of fasting. The scholars have divided fasting into three parts. First is a general fast. The general fast, which has no virtue in the real sense. The general fasting is one when you refrain your stomach and your mouth from eating and your private parts from your desires. This is a general fast. And the lowest level of fasting is a general fast, where you are stopping yourself from eating and fulfilling your desires. And then another level of fasting is the fasting of the good people, of the pious people, which is called a specific fasting. Refraining oneself, refraining one gaze, tongue, hands, feet, hearing, eyes, and all the body parts from committing sins. If you are saving yourself from committing sins, then actually you are doing a specific fast. This is the real purpose of fasting. And the most specific fast, the fast in which you are being rewarded the most, is the fast the scholars have said, when your hearts are free from evil thoughts. Hearts are abstaining from its yearning after the worldly affairs and the thoughts which may be the cause for making you away from the mercy of Almighty Allah. This is the most specific and the most fast which can be the reason for giving you the most reward. Now it depends on us, how we are refraining ourselves from committing sins. For example, we have to refrain ourselves from committing sins from our tongue. Every body part should be should be abstaining, should be abstained from committing sins. For example, when you are fasting, save yourself from backbiting. Backbiting is a terrible sin. In the holy book, Allah Almighty has said, وَلَا يَقْتَبْ بَعْضُكُمْ بَعْضًا أَيُحِبُّ أَحَدُكُمْ أَنْ يَاقُلَ لَحْمَ أَخِي مَيْتًا فَكَرِتُمُ. You should not be backbiting and not be speaking evil about your brother behind his back. It is equal that you are eating the meat of your dead brother. It is such a disaster. When you are doing backbiting or ghibat, Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has said, "Al-ghibatu ashaddu min az-zina." The evil of backbiting is more than committing an adultery. It is such a terrible sin. So when you are fasting, you should be abandoning and leaving backbiting. It is such a sin that Allah Almighty has clearly prohibited in the Holy Quran. You should be leaving using inappropriate words. One should refrain from using abusive words, unsuitable and rude words. Usually when we are caught in a traffic or when we are doing the business and when we are in the market, usually people when they are fasting, they used to fight and quarrel with each other. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has said, when there is a quarrel and fight during the fasting, you should be saying, "Inni saim," I am fasting, so I should not be responding to your abusive language. Do not distress or grieve others. When you are fasting, one of the spirits of fasting is that you should not be the cause to distress or to put another person in the grief. And how we can put another person in grief? How we can be the reason to make another person sad? The reason is not to make fun of other people, not to make fraud with other people, being harmful to another, causing loss to another person, intentionally trying to damage reputation of someone. If you are doing these acts, you are making fun of another people. You are giving fraud in business deals. You are cheating with another people. You are being harmful to another. You are causing loss to another person. Or you are intentionally trying to damage reputation of someone. So you are causing distress to him. You are causing grief to him. So it is not the spirit of the fasting. The spirit of fasting is to refrain yourself, to abstain from every sin which has been prohibited by Almighty Allah and His Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Safeguard your ears. Fasting is for every part of the body. So therefore, while you are fasting, you should not be listening any evil thing about someone. If someone is speaking evil about someone, you should be saying to him, "Brother, I am fasting." If you are saying something evil about someone, you should be going to himself and speak evil. You shouldn't be coming to me. I am fasting. While fasting, I could not hear something evil from you. And in fasting, you should be listening to good things. What should be you listening? You should be listening to speeches. You should be listening to the recitation of the Quran. You start your day by listening to the recitation of the Quran. When your fasting is on the iftar time, you should be listening to the prayers, you should be listening to the recitation of the Quran. So you should be avoiding listening to songs. What a mere abuse of Ramadan. What a mere mockery and disrespect of Ramadan. You are passing through Ramadan and you are having a fast and you are listening to jokes. You are listening to songs, you are listening to film stories. So this is not the spirit of fasting. The spirit of fasting is to refrain every body part from committing sins. Safeguard your heart. The last thing of today's lecture, what is the spirit of fasting, is to safeguard your heart from all the evil thoughts. In your heart, there is jealousy of someone. In your hearts, there is hatred of someone. If you have books, which is called hatred, enmity, if you have jealousy for someone, my brothers, Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has said, there is one part in your body. If it is spoiled, your whole body will be spoiled. إِذَا saluhat saluhal jasadu kulluhu. There is one part and one flesh in the body. If it is spoiled, your whole body will be spoiled. And if it is improved, and if it is enlightened, if it is glorified, the whole body will be improved. And which is that part? That part is heart. If you have evil thoughts about someone, if you have jealousy for someone in your heart, if you have enmity and hatred in your heart for someone, while you are fasting, so there is no purpose of fasting. Fasting is not to stop yourself from eating or drinking or to fulfillment of your desire. Fasting is to acquire the pleasure of Almighty Allah. Fasting is refraining yourself from every sin and spending your day in acquiring pleasure of Almighty Allah. May Allah bless us to do the fasting in the real sense and acquire the real spirit and philosophy of fasting. Ameen wa ma'alayna illa al-balagh al-mubeen. Allahumma salli ala sayyidina wa maulana Muhammadin ma'adni al-judi wal-karam wa alihi wa sahbihi wa barik wa sallim. Allahumma ja'alna min al-tawwabin wa ja'alna min al-mutatahirin wa ja'alna min ibadika al-salihin wa ja'alna min al-sa'imin wal-zakirin wal-khashirin. Inna allaha wa malaikatahu yusalluna ala al-nabi. Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu sallu alayhi wa sallimu taslima. Allahumma salli ala سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وبارك وسلم. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.